Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu grants assent to Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during winter session. Mahayuti Alliance comprising BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP sweeps municipal council and Nagar Panchayat elections in Maharashtra. Ruling BJP secures landslide victory in local body polls in Arunachal Pradesh. Government says there is no imminent threat to Aravali ecology as over 90% of Aravali region remains protected. National Mathematics Day being observed today to commemorate birth anniversary of Srinivas Ramanujan. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in opening T20 international of 5-match series in Visakhapatnam. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill passed by the Parliament during the winter session. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with the civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, which had proved to be an impediment in the growth of the civil nuclear sector in India. The law enables private companies and joint ventures to build, own, operate and decommission nuclear power plants under a license from the government. More from our correspondent.
The Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, Shanti Act 2025, consolidates and modernizes India's nuclear legal framework. It enables limited private participation in the nuclear sector under regulatory oversight. It strengthens statutory regulation by granting statutory recognition to the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board. It supports India's clean energy transition and the long-term objective of achieving 100 gigawatt nuclear energy capacity by 2047. India's nuclear energy program has maintained a steady role in the country's electricity mix and is now poised for significant expansion. The present nuclear energy capacity stands at 8.78 gigawatt, with the indigenous 700 megawatt and 1000 megawatt reactors being developed through international cooperation. The capacity is projected to rise to over 22 gigawatt by 2031-32. The Shanti Act stands as a pivotal step in shaping the next phase of India's nuclear journey. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has also given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, that is Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. More from our correspondent.
The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. The fund-sharing pattern between the central and state governments will be 60-40 for all states, except the northeastern and Himalayan states, where the sharing arrangement will be 90-10. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the act as the next step forward for MNREGA, which is in favour of development and the poor. In a video message, the minister informed that more than 1,51,000 crore rupees have been proposed for it.
Now there is a guarantee of 125 days of work and the provision of unemployment allowance has been further strengthened if work is not provided. If wages are paid late, there is a provision to give additional compensation. There is also a special provision under which administrative expenses have been increased from 6% to 9%. This amount will ensure that our colleagues involved in implementing the work, such as panchayat secretaries, employment assistant and technical staff, receive their salaries on time so that they can carry out the work properly.
The act replaces the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA 2005. Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Mahayuti alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP has swept the elections to 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats by winning 207 posts of presidents of local bodies. The BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP combined restricted the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi to a collective tally of 44. According to the State Election Commission, BJP won 117 posts of municipal presidents, Shiv Sena won 53, and the NCP won 37 posts. The Congress-backed 28, the NCP-SP 7, and Shiv Sena UBT 9. Parties registered with the poll commission bagged 4 seats, while 28 seats of municipal presidents went to unrecognized registered parties. 5 seats were won by independents. The elections to 286 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats were held in 2 phases, while candidates in 2 other local bodies had been elected unopposed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and BJP National Working President Nitin Naveen have expressed gratitude to the people of Maharashtra for the victory of BJP and Mahayuti in the municipal council and Nagar Panchayat elections. The ruling BJP has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Arunachal Pradesh, securing a majority of seats in the Zilla Parishads and Gram Panchayats, polls for which were held on 15th December. The BJP also scored a decisive win in the Itanagar Municipal Corporation elections by winning 14 of the 20 wards. However, the Regional People's Party of Arunachal emerged victorious in the Pasighat Municipal Council, bagging 5 of the 8 wards, while the BJP won 2 and an independent secured 1 seat. The opposition Congress failed to win a single seat in both the Itanagar Municipal Corporation and Pasighat Municipal Council elections. Chief Minister Pema Khandu also expressed gratitude to the electorate for the party's resounding victory. According to final results declared by the State Election Commission last night, the BJP won 170 of the 245 Zilla Parishad seats, including 59 uncontested, establishing its clear dominance at the district-level local bodies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to the people of Arunachal Pradesh for the victory and the support for politics of good governance in panchayat elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win strengthens the resolve to keep working for the state's transformation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The government has said that there is no imminent threat to the Aravali's ecology. Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that the ongoing afforestation, eco-sensitive zone notifications and strict monitoring of mining and urban activities ensure that the Aravallis continue to serve as a natural heritage and ecological shield for the nation. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said that the Supreme Court's 100-meter ruling is being misinterpreted. Addressing a press conference, he urged the citizens to stop spreading misinformation regarding Aravalli.
दिल्ली के अरावली हिल्स में माइंस पूरी तरीके से बैन
देयर आर नो रिलैक्सेशंस ऑन द अरावली द अरावली रेंज स्प्रेड्स अक्रॉस 4 स्टेट्स ऑफ द कंट्री इंक्लूडिंग दिल्ली हरियाणा राजस्थान एंड गुजरात द सुप्रीम कोर्ट हैज मेड इट क्लियर यूनिफॉर्म डेफिनेशन अक्रॉस स्टेट्स इज मैंडेटरी सम यूट्यूब चैनल्स मिस इंटरप्रेट द 100 मीटर रेंज एज द टॉप 100 मीटर्स व्हिच इज नॉट ट्रू द 100 मीटर्स रेफर्स टू द स्प्रेड ऑफ द हिल फ्रॉम टॉप टू बॉटम एंड अ गैप बिटवीन टू रेंजेस विल आल्सो बी considered part of the Aravalli range. With this definition, 90% of the area comes under the protected zone.
हम पूरी तरीके से सहयोग करने के लिए तैयार हैं.
National Mathematics Day will be observed today to commemorate the birth anniversary of Srinivas Ramanujan, one of India's most influential and globally recognized mathematicians. The day will be marked across educational institutions, research bodies and academic forums to highlight the importance of mathematics in scientific progress and everyday life. The observance was formally instituted by the Government of India in December 2011 and 22nd of December was designated as the National Mathematics Day in recognition of Ramanujan's extraordinary contributions to the discipline. The following year, 2012, was observed nationwide as the National Mathematics Year, giving further institutional push to the mathematical learning and research. December 22 marks the birth of Srinivas Ramanujan, whose work continues to influence modern mathematics even till more than a century later. Bangladesh police say they have no specific information to suggest that Faisal Karim Masood, the prime suspect in the killing of Inqilab Mancha spokesperson Sharif Usman bin Hadi, has left the country. Addressing a press conference, Additional Inspector General of Police Khandekar Rafiqul Islam said law enforcement and intelligence agencies are actively trying to trace Faisal's whereabouts. He said no concrete evidence has emerged linking any political party to the murder. More from our correspondent.
A leading human rights organization in Bangladesh has expressed grave concern over recent incidents of mob violence across the country. Iron Ore Salish Kendra, or ASK, had condemned the lynching of garment worker Dipu Chandra Das in Memansingh and the death of a 7-year-old girl in an arson attack in Lakshmipur, warning of a worsening law and order situation and a growing culture of impunity. Dipu Chandra Das, a member of the Hindu community, was beaten to death in Bhalukup Jilla on December 18 over allegation of blasphemy. His body was later tied to a tree and set on fire. However, the Rapid Action Battalion says no direct evidence has been found to support claims that he made any derogatory religious remarks. ASK has called for impartial investigations into the incidents. Navalsangh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
And in sports, in women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 International of the 5-match series in Vishakhapatnam last night. India have taken a 1-0 lead in the 5-match series. Chasing the target of 122 set by Sri Lanka, India achieved it in 14.4 overs. For India, Jemima Rodrigues scored unbeaten 69 runs off 44 balls. She was adjudged player of the match. For Sri Lanka, Kavya Kavindi and Inoka Ranavira took a wicket each. Earlier, India women won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Sri Lanka scored 121 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Vishni Gunaratne, who scored 39 runs, was the highest scorer for Sri Lanka. For India, Kranti Gaur, Deepti Sharma and N. Sri Charani claimed a wicket each. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring a discussion on consumer rights and responsibilities with Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs, Nidhi Khare. During the program, listeners can ask questions about consumer rights and responsibilities to help make empowered choices. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 2331-0481, 2371-7117, 2371-7106 and 2331-4444, prefixing 011 from 9:30 p.m. tonight. You can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav.
Thank you, Anuja. Hindustan Times and all the dailies have mentioned the president signing the Ramji Shanti bills into law as top front page headlines today. After security incident in Bangladesh port city, Indian mission in Chittagong puts visa operations on hold, notes the Indian Express, indicating continuity in policy support for small entrepreneurs. Flagship Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana may get another 5 years, states Financial Express. Railways hikes fares on long-haul routes from Friday to rake in 600 crore rupees, informs the Tribune. The Times of India cites Wash to Shield, IIT Delhi develops mosquito repellent detergent. And finally, with fresh spell of snowfall lashing the higher reaches of Kashmir, the Pioneer writes about the harsh 40-day period delighting the tourism sector under the headline Chillai Kalan begins. Kashmir Valley transforms into a winter wonderland. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Bebel. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu grants assent to Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during winter session. Mahayuti Alliance, comprising BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP, sweeps municipal council and Nagar Panchayat elections in Maharashtra. Ruling BJP secures landslide victory in local body polls in Arunachal Pradesh. Government says there is no imminent threat to Aravali ecology as over 90% of Aravali region remains protected. National Mathematics Day being observed today to commemorate birth anniversary of Srinivas Ramanujan. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in opening T20 International of the 5-match series in Vishakhapatnam. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.